Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes of your time to help us out with the survey, man? Take a few minutes of your time.
You're with who again?
National Opinion Service. Okay, we're doing this national. We're calling all the
stations. Yeah, I heard the rest of it. Go ahead.
All right, ma'am. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Go ahead. I said go ahead.
Okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
I am.
All right, ma'am, just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or mixed race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Will vote, definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
I'm over 21.
Over 21, okay, no problem. Okay, we'll go with that. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10.
I'm always motivated to vote.
So what number would you give me from 0 to 10, ma'am?
10 is what?
Extremely motivated, but you know, you can pick any number.
Yes.
Okay.
Motivated.
All right, thank you. Okay, and regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, Maren, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
I approve.
Okay. All right, Maren, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm okay with it. Going better now than it was before.
Would that be very satisfied or just satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
The same. All right, ma'am, mm-hmm. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, not going back to Trump years, you know, of the one protecting, okay, and
protecting
all right, and
democracy.
Okay, you can pick two. Okay, so I'm going to read you the rest of one. Not going back to Trump years and division of chaos, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, and growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, or bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president?
You have a long list there.
But you can pick another one, man. You picked protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, but you can pick another one out of the ones I read to you.
Protecting our democracy and freedom.
And what else?
Whatever choices I have.
You may pick two. There's a lot of stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Combating the rise of supremacy. Okay. All
right.
Thank you.
Right.
All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a 0, okay, but you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one would be Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
So what's the top of the scale and what's the bottom of the scale?
What number would you, it's like giving a kid, you know, a school grade to
right,
a kid, you know, from 0 to 100.
Right. So
zero is like cold and unfavorable. And 100 is, you know, warm and favorable. But you may use any number between.
So how do I feel about our Congress? Is that what you said?
Democrats. In Congress.
How do I feel about the Democrats in Congress?
Yes. Uh-huh. From 0 to 100.
From 0 to 100.
Yes. Remember, 50 is like a neutral, okay? That, you know, you don't go either don't like him or dislike him. Or like him, you know? So you can use that, or if you have no opinion or never heard, that's fine.
That's,
you can tell me that too.
Too big of a spread. That's true.
But you can choose any number, ma'am.
That's too big of a spread.
So what number would you say? So Democrats, how you feel about them from 0 to 100? You can be like, great, giving a kid a grade.
I'm a Democrat, so I feel very good about it.
So what number would you say from 0 to 100? 75, 80, 100. You can pick any number.
Your numbers are, they don't add up correctly. I do stuff like this.
From zero, you know, zero means that you don't like him, and 100 means that you like him very much, but you can use any number
100.
Between.
100.
Okay. All right, ma'am. What about Donald Trump?
What about him?
How do you feel about him from 0 to 100? Remember, 0 is you don't like him, cold and unfavorable.
Oh, zero.
Oh, 0. Okay. All right, Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
100. Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
Project 2025.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
Can take them or leave them.
What number?
What number?
Yes, what number would you give him?
50.
50. Okay, and J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Cornel West.
100.
100. And Kamala Harris.
100, 1,000.
Okay. We'll do that. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but, you know, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, ma'am, have you recently, yes, ma'am, I got it. Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harrison and what she's doing. Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little.
Yes.
Or nothing at all.
Yes, I hear a lot.
A lot. Okay, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
More.
Would that be much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
More favorable.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I'm going to read you some statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing at all, okay? But you can pick any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Kamala Harris understands the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about, you know, our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not
exactly.
Have the government tell us what we can or we cannot do, okay? As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her for president?
Very convincing.
What number would you give her from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, both, you know, of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her a commitment to fight for rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As a district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana, you know, arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases, you know, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed was dropped. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing reason to support her for president?
I mean, that's not why I support her, but it's a good one.
So what number would you give her from 0 to 10 of convincing?
10.
All right, ma'am. And in this election, we are facing the question, you know, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning will mean, you know, a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law and pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning will mean turning back to the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance, you know, for unity. We need the saying of unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work, you know, to bring this country together. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
Okay, ma'am, and the last one say African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, you know, which fought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and help leave the planet better for the next generation. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing, in your opinion, ma'am, to support
her? Very convincing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, let me ask you again, okay, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote, or maybe you're still undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And let me ask you again, now that we have, you know, talked a little more about the elections. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you can pick any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10. All right. Thank you. All right, Mary, how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Every day. I read a lot.
Excuse me? So often
day.
Or?
I read a lot. Often. Yes,
so,
very often.
So often. Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or maybe other? You can pick two of those to be the most important to you.
What were the choices again?
Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or TikTok?
None of them.
None of them. Okay. Other, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't use any of them. No.
All right, ma'am, and switching gears a bit. Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like a bachelor's degree?
I have a college degree. I have a college degree.
So be a bachelor's degree, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger
mm-hmm.
living in your household? No children?
No.
And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. All right, man. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay, and thinking about your neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Mixed.
So be maybe about half or less than half?
About half, yeah.
About half, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. All right, ma'am, and were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
And were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time with this survey. And
you're welcome.
You have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.